It's day 138 of hashtag 365, this year-long journey to turn my life around that hopefully you're enjoying and hopefully you're also getting a lot out of. Now, since day one or day zero of the podcast, I've always said the same thing. Hopefully across the way we'll learn stuff together and there'll be some like psychological concepts that you can put into play in your life and all the rest of it. But never at any point do I claim to be someone that's mastered all this stuff or that I'm some sort of expert, because I'm not. Just a guy who's lived through his own experiences when it comes to living healthily and non-healthily and getting fat and then losing weight and what I've learned, all that kind of stuff. And I'm always going to be real with you and tell you when things are going well and tell you when things are going not so well. And as I mentioned on the podcast yesterday, and it's been the same today, I feel like the wheels have come off a little bit at the moment. I'm not in the best place with it all. I'm not like massively stressed or worried about it. I feel like I'll get it. Well, I'll definitely get it back. I am going to get it back. And I guess the benchmark has changed a little bit. Like the bar has changed. Because I feel like today I've had a bad day. But actually, when I look back at what I've eaten, it's really not been that bad. I mean, compared to how I used to eat, it's like streets ahead from where I used to be. But I don't know, I just feel like it's, we're day 138, you know? How many weeks is it until we're halfway? 6 weeks until we're halfway. And I feel like maybe the enormity of it all is crushing me a little bit at the moment. I'm a bit like, oh, another 6 weeks and then we're only halfway? How does that work? And I've got so much to contend with coming up. I've got festival season. And then right at the very end, there's going to be that final push. And it's going to be Christmas. Which I did on purpose. I purposely made sure that Christmas was right at the end so that I could kind of like make sure that I had an incentive to not mess it all up, basically, at that hardest time of year. But I don't know, I just feel like a little bit, like it's all a bit loose at the moment. I need to tighten the screws. So I've actually been going back and listening to previous episodes of the podcast, which I do encourage you to do. If you feel like, just sometimes just scroll. I've been quite careful to make sure that I label them correctly. So that if you ever feel like you need a bit of inspiration around a singular point, just scroll back through and find those different titles and look for one that you feel like maybe inspired you previously and will inspire you again. I listened to episode 100 again recently, which was the one about everything I've learned about my chimp up to that point. And I found that really useful to kind of like reframe it all in my mind and sort of get myself back on track. But yeah, it feels a little bit loose at the moment. And I'm conscious that if it feels loose for me, if I feel like maybe I'm falling off the wagon a little bit or have fallen off the wagon a little bit and just now trying to claw myself back on, maybe that's the case for you as well. You know, I sometimes talk to people that say, you know, oh yeah, I've been listening loads. I've listened to like a batch of like 20 episodes, but I still need to sort of like catch up. Or don't worry about that. Don't worry about catching up. Just do it in your own pace. But do try and do it every day, because it's the daily stimulation of it that will make it successful for you. But don't beat yourself up. I mean, you know, I'm talking to myself a little bit here, obviously. But I think when you're trying to make meaningful change, you know, you have to be mindful of the fact that there are going to be times where you mess it up. There are going to be times when you fall off the wagon. And really, that's where all that stuff that we've talked about, like resilience and all that kind of comes into play. And you've got to relook at your goal and try and refine that focus. In fact, I might go over my goal. I haven't done that in ages. So let's do that. I've come to the, remember it's expressed in the present tense. I've come to the end of my 365 days and I'm healthier body and mind than I've ever felt. I've reduced my weight by 4 stone and 6 pounds. And at 14 stone, I am now lighter than I've been in over 20 years. The podcast positively spurred me along every day and I've received feedback and reviews from people that have said it's genuinely helped them too. I am calmer, more confident, more energized and stronger. Oh yeah, my mantra, calm, kind, strong. I achieved my goals by creating healthy habits by carefully monitoring everything I ate. I stuck to 1700 calories, at the moment I'm actually doing 1600, every day and logged everything I ate in my fitness pal. I didn't cheat the system, I didn't lie. If I ate or drank anything, it went into my food diary. It was this scrutinization of my intake that enabled me to get slim and healthy. And just like looking back at that, just reading that goal, looking back at that goal, it's made me realize that there has been a couple of days, the past few days, where I haven't put things in my fitness pal. I haven't been absolutely 100% honest with myself. And so just reading over that and kind of getting re-energized about it is helping me. So I encourage you to do that as well. And I'll see you here tomorrow for the next day of the podcast and another opportunity to get back on the older lifestyle-changing horse. Giddy up.